Okay. So thank you to being here. I like to present also a repository, but it's not a software repository. It's an data repository, which is a kind of jewel what we are now using very often in research data management at universities. And who's talking to you? My name is Raman Ganguly. I'm working at the University of Vienna in Austria. And I'm heading there a department which is called IT Support for Research. So I'm based at the computer center and focusing on helping the researchers to preserve the data long term. So I'm not a researcher, but I'm in the support shoes. And during my work, we are also responsible for a repository for keeping the data safe and preserve them long term. And for this, we have developed our own system, and I'd like to present you today about the system, what it's about, and why we did this and didn't go to something else, and we are developing still by everything by our own. First of all, the origin of our system, FIDRA, we started quite early. So the project of FIDRA started 2007. During this time, there haven't been a lot of data repositories out, so we could use. We looked and researched about what kind of systems they are available, and we found a solution what we can build on, but it was not directly fit what we wanted to do. This was Fedora, and Fedora is still the base of our repository as well. And the main idea and the goal was to find a home for all the data which are around the university. So for this project, there was a combined project from the library. So the main idea came from the library, but from the beginning on, we have the collaboration with the computer center. And also, and that was the interesting part, from the beginning, there had been a service unit, which is called Center for Teaching and Learning, also involved. They dropped out after a few years, but now, in the last 3 to 4 years, they came back to the repository issues as well. So we are launched very fast, our first repository. It was 2008, so this was really bringing the people together, looking what kind of systems we want to use, and then build something new, and then we go to this repository. So, and then, because it was a very rushed start, the system wasn't that good developed, and the problem, we've seen this as new partners came in, and these partners now wanted also to use the same system what we have, and then the problems arise. So we rebuilt everything from 2011, and this was also the very early start at thinking we should do everything as open source and an open source project. And then national projects came in where we also developed based on the demands what came from the project, and we go further and further. And the thing was that we are our own biggest customer, so we build our system, but we also develop this for some other Fedora partners as well. So what is now the idea, how we are doing this and how we are doing the development? So as I told you, I'm also research support center, so I help also researchers. I'm connected with their needs. And this is also key for such a system, is identifying the needs and managing the different needs. So we have really different needs. The main idea is preserving the data. But the point of view from a library is different than the point of view from the researchers, as well as the point of view from a funding agency, which are also a big stakeholder in the whole ecosystem of research data management. And also the IT support, the IT center as well, plays a big role because they have to maintain and operate all the system which the other people want to know. And The thing is also they want to know which kind of data are in their infrastructure, because we are having a lot of spaces on our shared data where people drop out, and then nobody knows which kind of data there are. And if we're using a kind of data repository, we are knowing about the data. So that's mainly the idea. Over the whole years, what we have learned and what we are trying to improve is the needs are key. So we are started from the perspective of the library and the needs of a library to describe and to also implement the systems in a way that librarians can work easily with the data and preserve them to do their work. And then suddenly we are presented this, what we have, to the researcher, and they had completely different needs. So balancing these two things, it's not an easy thing. So our approach and our idea is that the data are the key factor of these, and we have to manage the data. But the viewpoint of the data can be very different. So also in this way, then we have thought about how we can make different viewpoints. And this we are going to enable an easy to use, or and also an easy to self-develop a new interface, a new user interface to the data that you see, all the data. So we have different approaches, different kind of data, but we have also in the repository and from these different interfaces as well. And these are also the thing why I'm here is what we have learned about open source. Is just putting an open source license to a piece of software doesn't mean that's an open source project. Mm-hmm. The open source project is something else. Open source project is to engaging with the community and to bring all the things alive. And this is what we are now heavily working on it, and bringing also to our software a new community, or not a new community, also the community who are wants to bring the software more to life and to develop this further. So now we are that's the situation what we are now in, when we have some ideas what we want to go to the future. So working with the community of data management is really the key, and we will keep to this. So we are part of the data management community, because we are the user of the repository as well. We are engaging with the researcher, we are engaging with the people who brings us the data, and we know that we have just covered a little bit what's necessary for the future, because we can handle we can handle files which are household files that we have on a laptop, print into the repository, describe them. But there are a lot of challenges out there. How do you go with big data? How do you go with databases? How to go with applications? So there are a lot of open questions, and these we want to work with the community together to find solutions. And from the digitalization point of view is that keeping the data secure and preserving the data long term is very essential, because the viewpoint is now going to the data, and we have a lot of knowledge into the data, and we need also to preserve the data. So, and just to have the data and not the knowledge around, this is also not what we want. So we need the whole growing of the data management. And this is just one answer to the big challenge we are all facing when it comes to data management. So what are now, what are, so to wrap up, this is, it's just the beginning. So I know it's not the perfect solution, but because that's I'm here, we need people to look at these, what we are doing, and then say, okay, in which direction it's necessary to go to improve. And there are a lot of challenges we need to master, and it's the best way to go in the community to challenge all these masters, all these things. If you want to get in touch, there are some links. So there's the link from the repository. There is a community site. Then we have the GitHub repository as well. We have a podcast. This is how we engage also with the community. We want to get known more from the community and their challenges. For this, we have a podcast. You can see what we are doing at our university. You have also the links to the other universities as well. We are our Twitter partners. We have a conference. This is a yearly conference. This is always in November. And if you want to get in touch with me, so it's also my email address on the slide. Thank you very much.
So we may have time for one short question. Seven.
Thank you. Thank you for the presentation. How do you see the connection with the European Open Science Cloud that you listed in the story?
Yes. So as I pointed out, the question was, how we are connected with this, what we are developing with the European Open Science Cloud. So we are connected with national projects, but also not on a national project. This is also international projects, because all which funded by the ministry goes to this national European approach. This is all European Open Science Cloud. So we are applied to FAIR data. We are going to have these standard APIs, which we then can link to also to other repositories or to the European Open Science Cloud. We are also part of the European Open Science Cloud, so the University of Vienna is a member of the European Open Science Cloud, so we are highly connected to all these things, what's happening there.
Thanks again to Raman.
Thank you.